98.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI,
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT,
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB,
and KQJOFM,
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly God is great. Yes, He is, and He's greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory because truly you're worthy to be praised. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, even as we traveled down the dangerous highways, God, we thank you for keeping us safe, God, from dangerous scenes and from dangers unseen. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way. Oh God, I continue to decrease in order that you may increase within me. Gracious Father, without you, I can't do nothing, but with you, I can do all things. Because God, I realize and I know that you are my strength, God. And I pray, oh God, that you will continue to move for each and every person on this line on today, God. God, I pray that you will meet every need that they have before you, God. Oh, gracious Father, I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance, oh God. God, I pray for revelation knowledge, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said we have not because we ask not. And God, we're going to give you all the glory. Yes, we are. And all the honor, which is due your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Romans 8 and 13? That's Romans 8 and 13. And it reads, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." And the topic is, who rules within? May the Lord add a blessing to the readers and hearers of His most holy word. Who rules within? Who tells you what to do? Who are you listening to in this hour? Because people of God, we are in a serious hour. We are in a crucial time. We must adhere to the Spirit of the Almighty. There's a battle taking place inside us between the flesh and the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. So what does Romans chapter 8 and verse 13 mean? Paul seems to mean that anyone who does not put their faith in Christ and change course by the power of the Holy Spirit will die. This can imply some of the earthly consequences of sin. But Paul's main meaning here is a spiritual and eternal death. The flesh represents our carnal nature that shows out in ways such as jealousy, pride, compromise, lying, stealing, cheating. To some, it's the easy way to live. You just do whatever you feel and you don't have to be controlled. You don't have to be addressed about it. You just do what you want to do. If somebody is rude to you, you're rude back to them. If you don't feel like having a good attitude, you go through the day upset and sour. The flesh wants to rule, Oh, my God. And have control over you. That's why it's so easy to curse someone out and then you are quoting scriptures in the same meaning. James 3 and 11 says, doeth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? In other words, it says, how can a fountain disperse sweet and bitter water at the same time? How can you be cussing at 1 minute and you quoting what God says the next minute? Come on here. So what is the meaning of James 3 and 11? Any person who could perfectly control their words would be in a perfect control of their entire bodies. Instead, as sinful human beings, our tongues are untamable. Our words are fire. Our words have power. It will ignite the entire course of our lives. That's why you got to be careful of your words. You got to be careful what you say. Blessings of God and cursing people should not come out of the same mouth. We are corrupt. Come on here, somebody. We must allow the Holy Spirit to dictate our lives. We must allow the Holy Spirit to take complete control. Even of the things you don't want the Holy Spirit to control, you should allow him to control you and control that which you don't want to give up. People of God, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked. It's simply God's Spirit, that resides inside of you. Spirit communicates with Spirit. That's how we talk to God. That's how we listen to God in the spirit realm. So, what is the difference between the flesh and the spirit? I'm glad you asked. The two words take certain meaning when opposed in Scripture. For the flesh represents all that is natural, earthly, and human, while the spirit signifies all that is supernatural, heavenly, and divine. Scripture says, walk in the spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This flesh is sinful, it's nasty, and oftentimes the flesh wants to override the spirit. Oh my God, that's why we got to keep this flesh under subjection. What is the mind ruled by? The flesh. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. The mind that is governed by the flesh is spiritual death. I want you to get this. It's not physical death. It's spiritual death. But the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh, who cannot please God. If you are in the realm of your flesh, you are not pleasing God. So, today's scripture calls it living by the dictates of the flesh. You are being dictated by your flesh daily, which is described as a dictator that makes all the decisions for you. And when we make the wrong decisions, we are quick to go to God when God be telling you all the time, hear me what I'm saying. Don't move before I tell you to. Stay right there. God be warning us all the time. But we turn it off. Because let me tell you something. When God warns you and you think it it's the enemy telling you something wrong. But it's really God telling you to wait, because Satan can be a manipulator. That's why you got to know the voice of God, because he can tell you for to do something, and which God is saying, don't do it yet, wait. You have to follow orders. Because people, God, if you get stuck in traffic, and your flesh will tell you to get upset, or when someone cuts you off in the middle of the highway, you quick to get upset. If a coworker leaves you out of a meeting, your flesh says to get offended. The problem is that if you keep obeying the flesh, you will spiritually die. Because the flesh is one with the spirit. But if you keep obeying that flesh, you will spiritually die. And I want you to get it. That doesn't necessarily mean you will physically die. That means you will spiritually die. Your dreams will die. Your relationships won't flourish. And your gifts won't come out as they should. Why? Because I am allowing the flesh to dictate my life. I am allowing the flesh to overrule my spirit. When in the spirit realm, God wants to give me divine directions so I can move according to his will and according to his way, and get this, so the attacks of the enemy may come, but it won't touch me. Because why? I am in the spirit realm. And I am protected by God when I am in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. God wants us to walk in the spirit realm. God wants us to obey him now. Allow your flesh to die. And let him take complete control over your life. So once again, I ask you the question, who rules within? Is it your flesh or your spirit? Who is ruling you, the flesh or the spirit? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father God, that we can choose to be a disciple and to know your spirit and to be kind to one another. But especially, oh God, we have learned to say no to the flesh and it desires that it carries. Lord, we thank you that every day we can take our feelings off the throne and allow your spirit to take control of our lives. Oh, gracious Father, help us to live by the spirit and not by the flesh. Help us, oh God, to do what is right. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Remember, walk in the spirit so you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318